The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Many thanks to the Almighty God for an opportunity to be with you once again. So last week we said that the elders are not just to create an atmosphere for God to encounter his people, but they are also supposed to feed the flock of God. So we try to look at the nature of the flock. The nature of the people of God. The sheep. The new community of God. So we concluded by saying that Peter was not just going to feed the Jewish Christians, but the Gentile Christians as well. The whole world now has access to God. That the new community, which is multicultural, multiracial, multinational, should be fed. The Church of God will have to be fed. I don't want to move into the how they are going to be fed, but I want us to still dwell on the nature of the flock. The people of God, particularly the work that Jesus has done. Last week we said God stretched out his hand and he delivered Israel out of Egypt. And then we said he stretched forth his arm again. And this time he has robbed the whole world. That whosoever will, there is no barrier. But we want to know the role that Jesus, our Lord, played in the redemption of the world. I know you know it already. But the repetition will strengthen your faith in Christ. And I pray that it will make us even more humble to receive him and to serve him as our Lord. Let us start from Isaiah 53. Verse 1. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Last week we spoke about the arm of the Lord. That was revealed or stretched to rope in the whole world to himself. Now this is a prophecy from Isaiah. And I want to repeat it. Who has believed our report? And from whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? The King James says, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who has believed our message? And upon whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who has believed our report? and who has seen the power of God in action. When we say the arm of God, we are talking about the power of God in action. That is why Paul said in Ephesians 1 that God exerted power in raising Christ Jesus. So when we are talking about the arm of God, we are talking about the power of God in action. So who has believed our report? Who has believed our message? And who has seen the power of God in action? Who has believed our report? And upon whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? See, the whole scripture is a report of the redemption of the humankind from the dominion of sin. The whole scripture from Genesis 1 to the end is a report about the redemption of the humankind from the dominion of Satan. Within this report is a message, the redemption story, the gospel, the truth, the death and the resurrection of Christ. Within this report is the message. That is why Ecclesiastes says that God has set eternity in the midst of men. All the stories of the Bible. Now within the stories of the Bible, God has set eternity within it. The gospel.
Asempano.
So Isaiah is crying out here saying,
Isaiah ATM
who has received this message? Upon whom has the arm of the Lord been stretched? The second time. What that means is that if you believe this message, you benefit of the hand the Almighty stretched the second time. Who has received our message? And who wants to be part of the second Exodus?
Now, why not a person or can acquaint you at Tosumiano?
Isaiah 52.
Odifu Isaiah humanity.
Who wants to be part of the second Exodus?
Why not a person or can acquaint you at Tosumiano?
Isaiah 52.
Odifu Isaiah humanity.
I read from verse 10 to 12.
Ya can kanji chemu do akosi do mienu.
Isaiah 52:10.
Odifu Isaiah humanu etiedo num mienu inti chemu do akosi do mienu.
The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. That arm of the Lord. The Lord will lay his holy arm bare in the sight of not just Israel. Remember, the scripture says all the nations. And all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart. Depart. Go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure. You who carry the articles of the Lord's house. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight. For the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard. You see, the first Exodus was for the benefit of Israel only. But according to this scripture, this second Exodus, the Lord has demonstrated it before the eyes of all the nations. All the ends of the world will see the victory of the Lord and his salvation. Now the first was the deliverance from the paws of Pharaoh and Egyptian slavery. This This second one is a deliverance from sin and death through Christ's death and resurrection. This second one is the deliverance from sin and death through Jesus' death and resurrection. See, in the first Exodus, they had to rush. That is why verse 11 says, depart. Go out from there. Because it was instructed to them that they had to rush. Be hurry, they had to hurry up.
If we said no, I show on Kete, say one yen in term, one for Harry, so enko.
But verse 12 says this.
Now, so you shall do me,
but you will not leave in haste.
Now, ye dear, and ye Harry, so I'm afraid
you or go in flight. For the Lord will go before you. There is nothing like going to face any Red Sea.
And see, well, no one could share or how be.
And you look behind you and the Egyptians will not be coming because the Lord will go before you and he will protect your back as well.
Now, won't you share or how be a obedani weni ahwana Mizrim diwechi if he say Ewurade beko ebedi wanim na wabo wechi dom.
So let me repeat this one. In the first Exodus, they had to rush out. But this second Exodus, there is the newness of God's plan. No more in a hurry. God will go ahead of them. And also be their rear guard. He will protect them from the rear. From behind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? See, an Exodus continues today. That is why the voice of Isaiah is still sounding. Who has believed our report? An Exodus from sin and death. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, it still continues today. Anyone who believes in this message, anyone who shall call upon his name, the Bible says shall be saved. So who has believed our report? And upon whom has the hand of the Lord been revealed?
See,
no barriers anymore. No circumcision barrier. There is no barrier of any law. Don't eat this, don't drink this. There is no barrier. You see, the Ethiopian eunuch,
Ethiopia pianino,
was reading a portion of this report. In fact, the message and was finding it hard going. Let me remind you what he was reading. Isaiah 53 from verse 7 and 8. Isaiah 53 7 and 8. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers in silence, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. Yet, who of his generation protected? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people, he was punished. He had gone to worship in Jerusalem. And he's on his way back home. Still desiring to know God. Wanting to understand the message. So he was still searching. But it was tough going for him. The Spirit of God. With Philip. He took Philip. From Samaria.
Every Samaria.
Go and meet that man. He is reading the report. He is reading the message. But he doesn't seem to understand. Give him a better interpretation. The Spirit of God took Philip
to go
and meet him and explain it to him because the report concerns him.
If he said,
it was for his benefit. He was also included. An Ethiopian. An African.
Ebibini.
Is also part of the report. That the message is for all of us. When he believed the report, he was baptized immediately. Just as any Jew would have been baptized. Who has believed our report? The question is, whosoever. Who will believe this report? He will be saved. Because the arm of the Lord that brings deliverance to the nations will be his. All hands. Who has believed that report? And upon whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
You
see, the message in the midst of the report was prophesied by Isaiah. Just talking about Isaiah's prophecy. From chapter 52. From verse 7. To chapter 53. Verse 12. The message is clearly spelled. It begins with the servants, that is the Messiah's exaltation. Proceeds to his humiliation. And ends with his exaltation. The Lord Jesus perfectly fulfills this prophecy, which was spoken of him about 700 years before he was born. Now, the New Testament attests to this. The New Testament makes so much reference to Isaiah 53. Let's go and enjoy the message. Let me read a portion of it from verse 1. Who has believed Isaiah 53 from verse 1? Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty
or
majesty to attract us to himself. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind. A man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised. And we held him in low esteem. Surely. He took up our pains and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. Now verse
6.
See, I like verses. Because of what I'm about to say. We all, the American, the Chinese,
China ni.
The Ghanaian.
Ghana ni.
The Ethiopian.
Ethiopian ni.
The Israelite.
Israel ni.
We all.
Yeni nada.
Like sheep.
Tise nwanu.
Have gone astray.
We won twetwede.
Each of us.
Yeina.
Has turned to our own way.
Yedanedane fefa ya kwanso.
And the Lord.
Na Ewurade.
And the Lord.
Na Ewurade.
And God.
Na Ewurade.
Has laid on him.
Ma yeina.
The Messiah.
Oh,
the iniquities of us all.
Ye mumu ye yinara kwahwe no so.
We all.
Ye yinara.
Like sheep.
Se inyan.
Have gone astray.
Ya wo won twetwede.
But God.
Nanso onyame.
Place on him.
Edito ne so.
Place on him.
Or the to ne so.
The sinless substitute. Him. The sinless substitute.
Oh no. De wanye boni da obegina yane.
The iniquities of us all.
Ye nada ye boni.
As if he strayed too.
Te said ye ononso money ye bi.
All of us have strayed.
Ye na ya money.
But he was punished as if he also strayed.
Now so what she na so te said ye ononso money ye bi.
See, it is because of this scripture.
Ye. And nam troninti.
This verse.
Sanji chemunsi
in particular.
In si chemunsi.
That the Messiah was called by the prophets. As the branch.
E yinti, ena Messiah no, e di fwane freno, bang.
The Messiah was variously described.
Oye Messiah na, wak di ni wada se ka ni wansa mahudropi.
See, by the Old Testament prophets.
Onam, apam tadamu e di fwane so.
Jeremiah foretold a righteous branch from the house of David.
Jeremiah. Ebo a bind three nini baya obefri David Efie.
Now so he that is the prophecy of Jeremiah.
Ye any Jeremiah and Komshe.
That remember that he said there's going to be a righteous brand, but it's going to come from the house of
Kai se or Kase a baya or yet nini beba na obefri David Efie.
Let's read Jeremiah 23:5-6.
Odifu Jeremiah Womano eti edunu miensa.
The days are coming. So he was speaking ahead. Declares the Lord. When I will raise up for David a righteous capital B-R-A-N-C-H branch.
Se mema trene Dubai de ube a biso mama David.
So, a king who will reign wisely.
Na obedihine nimdiye so.
So you see that the branch is a proper noun.
Enti umu se Dubai no.
Then he says, comma a king.
Ah, ashensudiye bi ohona ose ohene.
Telling us that the branch will be a king.
Na ocha se bai no obeye ohene.
Who will reign wisely and do what is just and
na,
right na, in the land.
Now only the obedience him there so now we will attend to me aye adia etine asasenos.
In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety.
Now nebre so no wabeji Judah nkwa na Israel atrasi jojo.
This is the name by which you will be called. Na ye, the Lord, our righteous Savior.
Now ye ni nidia wabefreno Ewurade.
This prophecy by Jeremiah is repeated in chapter
33:15-17.
It is a repetition, so I will not read that one. But let's listen to Isaiah's prophecy concerning the branch. Let's remind ourselves what we studied last week. Isaiah chapter
11.
From verse 10. In that day.
Nadano.
So he's also speaking ahead. The root of Jesse.
Yes, in him.
So he seems to agree with Jeremiah. Jeremiah is just saying David, and instead of saying David, he says David's father.
Yenu,
but it's, once they are offsprings, it's the same root.
Jeremiah said David, and Isaiah said Jesse in him. Jesse ni ye David ni papa. Enti bra wo kafa David ni Jesse hunu. Na che say ade kro na.
In that day the root of Jesse.
Na dano Jesse in him.
And the root is capital R.
Na in him no eye r
penny one. Everybody, yeah. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples, the nations.
Nadano, Jesse in him do froa, a siho set franca ma amano.
The nations will rally to him.
Nechiquana amaman,
and his resting place will be glorious.
Na nehome bia beyenimunyam.
In that day,
na edano,
the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the surviving remnant of his people from Assyria. From Egypt.
Mizraim.
From Upper Egypt.
Patros.
From Cush.
Ethiopia.
From Elam.
Elam.
From Babylonia.
Sinia.
From Hamath.
Hamath.
And from the islands of the Mediterranean.
Nepo ano amanumu.
He will raise a banner for the nations.
Now I'm a Franca so I'm a mama.
And gather the exiles of Israel.
Now upon Israel as a sabofo
abuano. Assemble the scattered people of Judah.
Now ama Judah ni pa awahetiano Ephrasasintia.
From the four quarters of the earth.
Asasintia amansu abishia.
Ephraim's jealousy, that is Israel's jealousy.
Now Ephraim menibre
will vanish.
Befriako.
And Judah's enemies.
Now Judah ahunhiafo
will be destroyed.
Asibeshi.
Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah.
Ephraim, any mri Judah,
nor Judah hostile towards Ephraim.
Now Judah, I'm sorry here.
So
Ephraim,
this is Ephraim, Judah, Israel, Judah. Yeah, but yeah. Let's jump to verse 14.
Yeah, yeah. Ephraim, Judah, Israel, Judah. Yang kong chichemu do
nine. Verse
16. Sorry.
There will be a highway for the remnant of his people.
Na tempom bedaho efri.
That is left from Assyria.
Wanga wakafi Assyria.
As there was for Israel when they came up from Egypt.
Said ye Eda Homa Israel, Eda Ufri Bizrima Saseno Subayan.
There was a highway in the Red Sea.
Na equantin pombi eda
po. There's going to be a highway for the rest of the people.
Na equantin pofu from Baba Bedawa Mama.
Just as Israel walked in liberty. These other people who also come in great redemption and liberty.
Na said ye Israel nanti fahudi mu sana ma akani na so bebe nanti wo ogie fahudi enu.
Let's connect it to chapter verse 1, Isaiah prophecy, verse 1.
Omi esai emko di ekin kai nanti chimu edi kai.
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse.
Na dufro be free.
From his roots, a branch, you see the capital R, will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. I remember Jesus saying, look for, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of wisdom.
Nyansa
and understanding. I still remember Jesus telling the people that, you see, the one greater than Solomon is here.
May Kai Biom say, yes, we catch him, Crawford B. Say, they are also shining Solomon ever have.
Because the spirit of wisdom.
If he say, Nyansa
and understanding.
Any
the spirit of counsel.
Afutu.
And might.
Any money.
The spirit of knowledge.
Nimdie.
And the fear of the Lord.
Any radisro.
And you will delight in the fear of the Lord.
Ne radisro beyan
and you will not judge by what he sees with his eyes.
And yet, the name soon obebu atten.
Because Jeremiah said he's going to be a king.
If he say, Jeremiah say, obey him.
Or decide by what he hears with his ears.
Na enye de na so tie so en obedi.
But with righteousness, he will judge the needy.
Na training or the bebu ate ama mobruni.
With justice, he will give decision to the, for the poor.
Na or the asentrini edi ama asase so amani.
For the poor of the earth.
Asase so amani.
He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth.
Na or the nenuma ba bebu asase.
With the breath of his lips. He will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt. And faithfulness, the sash around his waist. Another verse 6 again. the wolf will live with the lamb. The day you see wolf living with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat.
that should be
a very, very happy goat. If the leopard is lying with a goat, I'm sure the goat will open his eyes. Hey, leopard.
And he said, Opapua, any osibo dawa, a begye nije da kesiama.
The calf and the lion and the yelling together and a little child will lead them. I still can see and remember, and my eyes is on the scripture that says that he is our peace.
He is our peace.
The wolf will lie down with the calf. The leopard will lie down with the goat.
No
one will want to prey on anyone. He is our peace. Zechariah says the branch is symbolic. That name branch is symbolic. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 8.
Na odifo Zechariah pese ochre and say edin ban no ejina homa bribi. Odifo Zechariah
3 from 8.
Yenken free nchemu otwe.
Listen, high priest Joshua.
You
and your associates seated before you,
what it mean?
Who are men symbolic of things to come.
If you say, well, yeah, I'm for.
Now, so this high priest Joshua and the men sitting there, he says that you are symbolic of things to come. You are representing something that is going to come ahead.
And to Joshua's of Penny, any wafe for Motetu in our church, say, Moye Nema, an ancient Chene, Jina Homa, Bibia Ebeba.
I am going to bring my servant the branch.
Nashe, Medimakua, Bain Meriba.
See, the stone I have set in front of Joshua.
Nashe.
There are seven eyes on that one stone. And I will engrave as inscription on it, says the Lord. And I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. And that day has come to pass. On the day that he died, he removed the sins of this world in a single day. Because he moved away from the annual pacification of the high priest. And the Bible says that with his body, he made it once.
If he said, or train who free, Afibia for ya.
In that day, each of you. In that day, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit under your vine and fig tree. Declares the Lord Almighty. On that day, when he had dealt with sin, each of you
will
invite your neighbor. It doesn't matter whether he's an Ethiopian or a Babylonian or a Ghanaian or a Jew. They will come and sit under your fig tree because there will be peace.
If we say asumdwe be wo ho.
So Zechariah says that that word branch is symbolic. Of the servant who is going to come. The one who is going to take away sins.
In one day.
And then he explains why he is called the branch. So why is he called the branch? Zechariah 6 verse 12.
Yenko odifo Zechariah 18 si achichemu dumienu.
T Tell him, this is what the Lord Almighty says.
Na kacha ni se asafurade sie ni.
That is, tell Joshua, the high priest.
You know, say kacha Joshua of Penino.
Here is the man whose name is the branch.
Che, obare me bia bani ni din.
And he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord.
Na obefe fe na nemu na obesi ewrade asori dan no.
His name is called branch because he will branch out of his way.
Na oye ban no efise obefri ban no mu apue.
Just as sin caused us to stray away from the path of righteousness, he will also branch out of his way.
And seria boni ema ye twi ye ho efri tree ne kwan so no. Ono so no bedane ne ho aba beji.
Branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord.
Now obesi ewradia sori dan no.
Those who are far, let's jump to verse 15.
Enti chemu dunum.
Verse 15 says, those who are far away,
now echichiri fo
will come
beba
and help to build the temple of the Lord.
Aba besi ewradia dan no bi.
And you will know that
na mo hunu se
the Lord Almighty has sent me to you.
Asafo ewradia wa suma me mo nche.
This will happen if you diligently obey the Lord your God. Those who are far away will come and help build the temple of the Lord. You see, Jesus Christ, his body that was rent signifies the curtain that was torn from the top. Now he becomes the new spiritual heavenly temple. And the temple, I have said in our teachings, that it is without boundaries. So instead of worshipping in the temple of Solomon, worshipping in Shiloh, the revered place where the ark of God was, he will branch. He will branch and build a new temple with his own body. He says that destroy this temple because I'm going to go outside this temple. And he says that I will raise it up in 3 days. 3 days. He will branch to build the temple of the Lord. So when the woman was talking, the woman of Samaria was engaging him about where to worship. He said, time is coming. That is what 2 Corinthians 5:21 says. For God made him who had not sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God made him who did not know sin to be sin for us, because he was deemed as someone who was strange. Going to do what? Just strange.
What money
to bring us in?
Or money na wakanya sabem.
The Son of Man,
Oni Papa,
came to seek and to save that which was lost. Strain and looking for them. Strain and looking for the lost. Anywhere that the lost can be found. Philippians says this. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used for his advantage. Rather, he strayed. He made himself nothing by taking upon him the very nature of a servant. This is the Almighty God. But for our sake, he moved from his path. Became a man. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Because he strayed. And sin was, he took our sin. He was punished.
He
was beaten. But the Bible says, because of what he did, God has highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every name.
Now, that
at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. He swayed to graft us in. The Apostle Paul says that in Romans 11 from verse 17, if some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do you not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches? If you do consider this, you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in.
Say one family and shame.
Paul is saying that don't lift your shoulders.
As my for Paul saying, peja will bet.
Branches were broken off.
In Bianim mine be wobubui.
So you could be grafted in.
And I'm a wo wababe shimbi.
We who were far off because of Christ.
And I'm Christo Yesu.
Who went out of his way have brought us near.
Yeah, up.
Through the cross, we have been adopted into the family of God. Who has believed our report? And upon whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? If you believe this report, you will be saved. Every portion of this report is true and authentic. Isaiah says, but he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his stripes, and by his wounds, and by his stripes, and by his wounds, we are healed. You may be sick, but if you believe this report, by his stripes, you will be healed. Who has believed our report? And upon whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? If you want to be saved, believe this report. The Bible says, anyone that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God did not say his son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God did not bring the branch into this world to condemn the world, but that God, anyone through him who will believe in him, who will accept him, who will be saved, who has believed our report, and upon whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed. If you want to accept this report, I want you to repeat this after me. You see, he will come again. He will come again. This time, not to die, but to stand as the King of Kings and judge the world. Try and escape that. Because he has already made room for you to escape. Through his body, you can escape. Who has believed that report? If you want to give your life to Jesus, just repeat this after me. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for dying to save me. I was far away, but you strayed to bring me to God. Today I repent of my sins and I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I will serve you all the days of my life. So help me, God. If you have prayed this simple prayer, I want to encourage you. You have to be assured that you are born the second time. Just as the hand was struck the second time, you were born once by your parents, and now the Almighty has given birth to you. You are born the second time. That is why we say you are born again. God bless you. And if you are sick, if there's any challenge, as our brothers come to pray with us, I want you to believe God. Because by His stripes, we are healed. God bless us all. We see you next week.
Father, we want to bless you for your word tonight. You have spoken to us, and you have exposed your word unto us. We have come to the comprehension that Jesus branched so as to bring us in from every nation, every tongue, every tribe. And Father, we pray that tonight, let this realization dawn on our spirit.
Yes, Lord.
That we have been made a better people.
Amen.
We have been brought to the commonwealth of nations. Mm. We are brought to become members of His household.
Yes.
And even by His stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
May we walk in the victory of this way.
Amen.
And may the blessedness of the branch be our portion.
Amen.
We want to bless you for the life of our chairman.
Yes, Lord.
That grace and strength and wisdom will continually flow unto him.
Amen.
And through him. And anytime he stands, may you use him even better than you've done today. We thank you for every ear that heard and for every heart that has received. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm convinced you are really blessed by this presentation by the man of God, chosen for us in these days to refocus us on things that are divine, things that belong to God. Indeed, the entire Old Testament and the New Testament is the redemption story of our Lord Jesus Christ. The arm of the Lord is the power of God in action. And through Christ Jesus, those who believed in Him, exodus from sin to eternal life. And they have become multicultural, multinational, and multiracial. Who has believed our message? Who has believed our report? The shoot from the stump of Jesse is greater than the temple. So he that is greater than the temple is here. The symbolic branch strayed and raked us in into eternal life. Believing on our report, believing on our message, our salvific message, brings you deliverance, it brings you healing, it brings you salvation. Hallelujah. On this note, these were some of the words of Apostle Eric Nyamiche as he spoke to the topic, the nature of the flock. May the Lord richly bless and keep you. Bye-bye.